Reaction Time. We are here in the studio reacting to some videos of Imam Khamenei's recent speech, where His Eminence spoke about some recent developments that have occurred in Syria. To react to these videos, we invited Sheikh Ali Qummi. Sheikh Ali, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Reaction Time.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks.
So it's great to have you once again in the studio reacting to these very beautiful videos of Imam Khamenei's speech, where His Eminence delivered on Wednesday. It's regarding a lot of various things, but primarily it's focused around the developments in Syria, answering concerns, you know, questions, doubts, and really a very profound and, as you said, a very spiritual speech with spiritual points, inshallah. So if you allow, we're going to go ahead and watch the clip and react.
Sure, Bismillah.
Okay.
داعش یعنی بمب ناامنی. داعش به معنای این بود که عراق رو ناامن کنه، سوریه رو ناامن کنه، منطقه رو ناامن کنه، بعد به نقطه اصلی و هدف نهایی یعنی جمهوری اسلامی ایران بیاد، جمهوری اسلامی ایران رو ناامن کنه. هدف اصلی و نهایی این بود. این معنای داعش بود. ما حضور پیدا کردیم. نیروهای ما هم در عراق هم در سوریه حضور پیدا کردند به دو علت. یک علت حفظ حرمت اعتاب مقدسه بود. چون اون دور از معنویت ها و دور از دین و ایمان ها با اعتاب مقدسه دشمنی داشتن، قصد تخریب داشتن و تخریب هم کردن. در سامرا مشاهده کردید به کمک آمریکایی ها گنبد مطهر سامرا رو از بین بردن، تخریب کردن. بعدها این کار رو می‌خواستن در نجف بکنن، در کربلا بکنن، در کاظمین بکنن، در دمشق بکنن. هدف داعشی. خب معلومه جوان مؤمن غیور محب اهل بیت به هیچ وجه زیر بار چنین چیزی نمیره، اجازه نمیده. این یک علت. یک علت دیگه مسئله امنیت بود. مسئولین خیلی زود به وقت فهمیدن که اگر چنانچه جلوی این ناامنی در اینجاها گرفته نشه، سرایت میکنه میاد اینجا، سرتاسر کشور بزرگ ما رو ناامنی خواهد گرفت. ناامنی فتنه داعش هم یه چیز معمولی نبود. دمونهای تکاتک یکایکی که به وجود افتاد، پیش آمد، یادتونه شماش در حادثه شاهچراغ، حادثه کرمان، حادثه مجلس، امثال اینها، هر جا توانستن فجایع اینجوری به بار آوردن. این برامود بیاد اینجا. امیرالمومنین فرمود ملتی که در خانه خودش درگیر با دشمن بشه ذلیل میشه، نگذارید به خانه شما برسه. لذا نیروهای ما رفتن، سرداران برجسته ما رفتن، شهید عزیز ما سلیمانی و یارانش و هم کارانش رفتن، جوانها رو هم در عراق هم در سوریه، اول در عراق بعد در سوریه، سازماندهی کردن، مسلح کردن جوانای خود اونها رو. ایستادن در مقابل داعش، کمر داعش رو شکستن، توانستن غلبه پیدا کنن. خب این حضور ما در اون قضیه اینجوری بود.
So, mashallah, Allah protect His Eminence, leader Imam Khomeini. Very beautiful words. So, Sheikh Ali, of course, we saw in this small clip a lot of different points. I'm just going to lay them out, and then we'll see which ones we want to you know, talk about, if we can talk about all of them. But first, of course, he was talking about Daesh of the year, you know, 2012, 13, 14, that era, Daesh, and what its purpose was, which, of course, he alluded to instability. The second thing was the reasons why the Islamic Republic of Iran went into Iraq and Syria to fight these. He listed two points. Right? And then he talked a little bit about how the defense of Iran was based upon, you know, where you fight the enemy. He brought a verse, a tradition from Imam Ali alayhi salam. My one point before I hand it over to you, which is very interesting, when he talked about Daesh breaking or destroying the holy shrines of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, he talked about Samarra and the holy shrine of Imam Askari alayhi salam, where the dome was completely destroyed. Again, he said, with the help of America.
Yes.
This to me was very interesting, you know, and he continuously saying this, but he very specifically said it here, that destruction of the dome was at the hands of America. And at the end, he talked about some of the terrorist attacks that occurred in the Islamic Republic of Iran. With all of those different points, I hand the ball over to you.
I think if people just pay attention to those four points, really, like, our discussion is not even required. But inshallah, for this tawfiq and Bismillah, opportunity, we do the Bismillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you notice, you know, he starts talking about Daesh. The question is, why are you talking about Daesh? Right? Because
this is
right
interesting.
Now, it's HDS, right?
Daesh.
Said in one of the previous episodes, it's just a rebranding, the 2.0.
A new persona that they're trying to create.
Exactly, from Al-Qaeda to
This is an interesting
ISIS.
Point, yeah.
So
it didn't run across me. That he's trying to explain Daesh,
right.
And go ahead.
So it's a continuation of that, right? And this is something that the Mu'mineen should do more often, is to remind people that these are the rebranded Daesh. You know, just change their masks.
Confused.
They just change their clothes, right? They just change their attire. So this is something important, I think, a good takeaway from this. Then he said that, you know, one of the frequently thought of, if not discussed, question, why is it Iran going to different countries in the region, namely Iraq and Syria, primarily? Well, the answer to that is first a rhetorical question. Why should Iran not go to these countries when these countries themselves, the governments of these countries, are requesting their neighbors for help?
And aid and assistance.
The right question would be, why is it that America is going into these countries? And many other countries in the region.
Yeah, for decades.
Right? What does it have to do here? Do the governments of these countries, they invite them?
No,
do they have any
occupation?
Do they have any direct relationship? You know, is there security related to them? There's nothing. America comes and occupies. Unfortunately, many, they ask questions, why is Iran going to Iraq and Syria? Baba, it's the neighbors of Iran. The question is, why is America coming into this entire region, not just Iraq and Syria, Afghanistan, you know, so many other places, you know, they've destroyed the entire region, which is a discussion for another day. Why? What do they have to do there? What are they doing here is the question they should be asking. Here, Imam Khamenei still, you know, and this is, you know, where he's so kind that he provides that logic. What is our logic? What is our belief? What is our justification, right? In a way, he doesn't have to do that.
No,
but he does it to empower people. Right? To make people understand what the rationale of the Islamic Revolution, Islamic Republic, and the camp of, or the axis of resistance is, right? Imam Khamenei says primarily for two reasons. The first reason he mentions is to defend and protect the holy shrines of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. This is something that the world should know and must understand, that when it comes to the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam, the shrines of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam are the red line.
I mean, it's the red line.
It is the red
the
line.
The major, you huge know. Deadline, if you
He
will.
Mentions, Imam Khamenei here red mentions line. It as a first point, the first logic, the first reason. Speaks for itself, you know. This is how the ardent followers of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad are. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So this is something, you know, we should know, that those shrines were under attack at the hands of the Takfiri elements that are nurtured in the region at the behest of the United States of America, the grand plan of the great Satan, right? And these elements are, you know, attacking the shrines of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So we're going to defend it no matter what the cost be. You know, this is something the world should know. And it's not hidden. And it's not just a suspicion that they are going to be attacking. Again, Imam Khamenei brings a shahid misal, as we say in the Hawza.
He gives an example.
Right? He gives an example.
An instance of the, or a case study, if you will.
He said that Samarra got attacked, right? At the hands of, like you rightly mentioned, he intentionally mentions...
That was really like spooky for me.
That because of, he didn't just leave it at takfiris, you know?
Because as most people leave it as takfiris.
Because what some people unfortunately do is, they leave it at takfiris, right? And it gives an opportunity to the enemy to create sectarian sentiment around it. And that sectarianism, again...
Also works to their advantage.
And it is in disadvantage for the Muslim Ummah, right?
Yeah.
So what happens is, on one hand, we actually take the beating by, you know, seeing the holy shrine being attacked, right? So that's to our disadvantage of the Islamic Ummah, Muslim Ummah, of the Muslims, of the followers of Ahlul Bayt, even the Sunnis, they revere Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, right?
Course,
and then the second phase of it is that they make it sectarian and they benefit from that again. It's like compound interest, you know, for those who get it, they get it, right? It's like compound interest.
And here he specifically says, with the help and the aid of America, this happened.
Again, whenever you talk about the shrines of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, make sure you mention the real culprit, who is behind. Even when you talk about Baqi, Jannatul Baqi, our heart is in Jannatul Baqi, you know, we will inshallah rebuild it. But it needs to be mentioned who supports unconditionally these Saudis and the Saudi regime, who brought them to power to begin with. It is the
still
fox,
giving them...
the old fox, the British, right? This has to be said. Otherwise, the new generations, they're not going to know what's going on, right? And then they capitalize on it. So that was the second point. What was the third point? The security of the region itself.
The security
itself.
Of the region, the security of Iran.
I think much gets said about that, and much of it is, you know, like a daylight kind of, you know. The facts are on the ground that, you know, you look at Afghanistan, you look at Iraq, you look at, you know, Yemen, you look at
Lebanon,
Syria, Lebanon, Palestine, you know, who is endangering this entire region? It is the camp of oppressors and aggressors, namely the collective West and their stooges in the region, right? So he makes it clear that if we do not resist against them, this means that we're giving them basically easy walk into our countries, so they can just take over our country and they exploit the country resources and people.
Politics and
it's a no-brainer, I think. Again, he brings up the examples for that. You know, especially for Iranians, because there are those Iranians too, by the way. And I'm sure
course,
you have met them too. They're shallow. They're shallow, right? So they're like, chira meeting masalan in Keshwar, un Keshwar. Because if you don't, then you will witness what happened at Shah Chiragh. You will witness more frequently what happened at
Kirman. Bombings,
you would witness more frequently what happened at your parliament. Right?
These terrorists.
And then your assassinations of your scientists and so on and so forth. You will witness more of that unless you have a tight security where you're defending yourself against these foreign
mercenaries and these foreign
terrorists and these elements and their stooges in the region, right? So this is, you know, the third point. And the last point was,
well, it was interesting that he brought up Imam Ali alayhi salam, right? And what I thought was really beautiful about this was how, you know, the strategies of the Islamic Republic, the slogans of the Islamic Revolution, they are so firmly based in the pure Muhammadan Islam, right? Again, we've always encouraged the viewers to refer to the words of the leader, to refer to the speeches, right, in English, to read them. See the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran that he brings up, the beautiful traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, he brings up. You know, and it's like he's continuously connecting us with the Ahlul Bayt and with the pure Muhammadan Islam.
Right. No, Asant, very, very important point you bring up. When it comes to the Mabani and the principles, the core principles of the Islamic Revolution, the core principles of the axis of resistance, the core principles of the resistance movements in the region, especially those
led by the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, you see that all of these core principles, one way or the other, come from either Quran or the principles that Ma'sumeen have taught us.
Yes. Yeah, you know, this is 100% right.
Yes,
yeah.
Sometimes, you know, they get brought up, like in this case, he brings up Imam Ali alayhi salam. The leader very clearly says that Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us that if the enemy comes into your house and the fight breaks up there and you're, you know, fighting with them, you get humiliated. Allahu Akbar. He doesn't say, if you lose, you get humiliated.
Yeah, no, the fact that they've come all the way to your home.
Right. So if you take Islamic lands, if you take Islamic lands, you know, I'm extrapolating based on what he said and I'll move on. If you take Islamic lands, Islamic countries where Muslims are living, the Islamic societies, you know, predominantly Muslims are residing. If a fight comes here, then we will, the Muslims will get humiliated.
Yeah.
You know, how long are we going to, since we've been born, we're seeing a chaos in this entire region. And all of those, you know, incidents of chaos that create that chaos, and it's a ripple effect one after another, it's always the game plan of these Western powers in all these countries. You know, in many of the countries we're not even discussing at the moment, but those who have any mutalia and they know what transpires in different parts of the world, you see that anywhere there is fitna and sedition, there are the footprints of America to begin with, and of course its cohorts in that particular region. Right? So this means the war has to be taken out of this region.
Well, first we have to fix the war in this region, and then of course, think about taking it outside of the region. Yeah, you know, let's deal with Palestine, inshallah, and save Palestine. And this is something that we need to understand, is that there has to be a general global mobilization to save Palestine. Otherwise, at the speed that things are going, they're going to totally eradicate these people and this nation. You
That's
know,
what
and,
their plan is.
And this is why the Lebanese people and, you know, Hezbollah stood up so bravely and defended them. And Yemen, Ansarullah, and the resistance of Yemen is still defending these people. And this is, I think, another one of the things that the people of the world need to realize, and the Muslims need to realize, that we can't just expect Ansarullah to do all the work, let Hezbollah do all the work, you know.
Thank you. Yeah,
let them take all the casualties, let them give all the dead people and the martyrs, and let them have their infrastructure destroyed, you know, or Syria, for example. So even these terrorists, because this is where we were talking about the developments in Syria, you know, even what this is happening in Syria, it is there in order to destroy the Muslims, destroy the strength of the Muslims in general, bring in terrorist elements to create discord and fitna and sectarian violence, you know. I don't have confirmed reports, but, you know, there were statements being said that these militants have even tried to enter the haram of Sayyida Zainab, salamun alayha, you know. So it's, I don't know, and I'm going to throw it back to you to close, is when will the honor of the Muslims, and when will this ghaira, as we say, and is difficult to translate, is when this will wake up and they will, you know, defend the Muslims.
See, we have to understand the plan, the approach, rather, the working model of Fir'auns, whatever you want to call it, Nimruds and, you know,
there are
the Yazids and, you know,
these Tawut is in general is a good label.
We have to understand what is it that they want. They want subjugation from you.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Resistance is nothing but saying a no to that subjugation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That unconditional subjugation of the Western hegemony in today's time and age. Right?
Yeah.
So this is what they want from you. Yeah. Really. If you give it to them, then you're the best of the people for them. Why? Because then they can milk you, they can take advantage of you. Till when? Till whenever they feel like it, and then discard you, just throw you away.
Yeah. You know? Even unless you don't die before they discard you.
Right?
Because at the rate that they go.
This is what they want, right?
Yeah.
So this whole idea, and this goes, you know, it connects with the Mahdawiya too, that the system of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is empowering every single individual and all the people of the world, right? You look at the model of these hegemonic powers, it is to empower themselves and make others subjugated and weaken and, you know, treat them like...
Well, take advantage of them, you know, it's like cattle and...
So this is something we need to understand, I feel, and inshallah, if we understand inshallah. It and we plan properly, and then, because, you know, just understanding is not enough, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Planning properly, and then planning is not enough either.
Yeah, executing.
Executing and acting properly is what's required from the Muslim Ummah.
Inshallah. Jazakallah. Thank you so much, Sheikh Ali Qumi, joining us on Reaction Time. Until another episode, inshallah. Thank you so much, dear viewers. This was Reaction Time.